I enjoyed going around the world. I was very lucky. Even though a lot of what I saw was not very pleasant. I mean, you know, the wars, revolutions, whatever, can be pretty beastly. But the people are nice. People are nice everywhere. I enjoyed wherever I went, even when I got thrown into jail. Happened a few times. Oh, let's see, there was one time in Yugoslavia. There was a neutral summit meeting, and we were allowed to line up on the sides on these steps where people only heads of state were coming in. But they said we couldn't leave until they were all in. Well, I had a deadline. So when the people I was interested in had arrived, I took off. In that case, a photographer who was with me got a picture of me running down the street being chased by two policemen. And they finally called me, but it took about half an hour. They had to let me go. I think the worst jail I was in was in Africa. Algiers. That was after one of the first Mideast situations. I arrived and had a camera around my neck, and they wanted to confiscate my camera. I said no. Embassy got me out the next morning. Put me on the next plane. We were living in Hong Kong then, and she had gone on a little, I'd given her a plane ticket to go on a little vacation. She'd been down in Thailand and Cambodia and so on. And you could, in Thailand, you could get these beautifully stuffed animals in all kinds of colors, Thai silks and so on. And she bought a little Thai elephant in this, you know, stuffed silk collars, and she had a little bag like you have there, going through customs. In Hong Kong, it could be quite bad. And this gal looked at her and said, "What's in that bag?" "Wife said an elephant." They could have torn that thing apart. You know? We lived in two places in Asia. We lived in Japan for more than 22 years. We lived in Hong Kong for 9 years. But basically, that's where I was based. I traveled all the way to Pakistan from Japan, all the way down to Australia. But I mean, that was all my territory. Yeah, I was responsible for Asia. During the Vietnam War, there was a summit meeting. Johnson came to Guam to meet with the over the head of Vietnam was at that time. Actually, he flew. No, he didn't fly on that trip. He only flew into Vietnam. Anyway, New York said, go over to Guam, you know, for this meeting. I said, well, it'd be nice if I could, but there's no flights between Japan and Guam. Well, there must be flights. I said, yeah, I can go to Hawaii and then come back and go to Guam. I can go to Manila and go to Guam, but there are no direct flights. Well, it's your territory. So I flew to Hawaii and then to Guam. It was probably one day I flew to Hawaii, overnight, and the next day I flew to Guam. But you do a lot of traveling when you're out in that part of the world. And it's not just a couple of hours, you know, it's 4 hours minimum to go anywhere.